The one time I was in India, I found myself lodging in Mumbai in the neighborhood of Bandra, and I was woken every day by church bells. In the 1500s, Mumbai was overtaken by Portuguese colonists and priests, and Bandra was its center, which means that today in India, you find not just Hindus, Muslims, Sikhs, and Buddhists, but also a sizable Christian population. Recently, though, evangelical churches are making a new bid to convert non-Christians, and that's upsetting a lot of people. Our friend Mobeen Azhar has just gotten back from India, where he saw those churches in action. So who are the prospective converts these churches are hoping to win over, Mobeen?
Well, the church specifically targets the Dalit community. If you understand, within Hinduism, there is a very strong caste system. It's been there for hundreds of years, and it's still hugely prevalent in the majority of Indian society, and certainly the majority of Hindu society in India. The Dalits, traditionally, are the untouchables. So if you can imagine a kind of running order, the Dalits are right at the bottom. Now, one reading of Hinduism is if you are born into a Dalit family, then you should fulfill that role. It means that you shouldn't have aspirations beyond being an untouchable. So that tells you that that community is vulnerable to conversion. And when you've got evangelical Christians then coming in and saying, look, here is an escape route. You can aspire to more. You can pray to Jesus. You can make lots of money and you can move out of this untouchable status. So overwhelmingly, it's the Dalit community that is being targeted.
Right. So Dalits who've been told by Hindus that you're going to be a Dalit as long as you live, see this as a way out? Are they taking the opportunity to become Christians?
Well, that's the thing. It's exactly an escape route. And many of them are becoming Christians. Now, I attended a service on a particular Sunday morning. I attended two services, and it was amazing to see, because what I actually saw happening was a specifically tailored version of Christianity that is tailored to appeal to not only the Hindu community, but the Dalit community. Mm. And so what that means, if I can give you some examples, I saw Christ depicted not on a crucifix, and not the kind of traditional image of Christ that we're all used to seeing, but it was a slightly blue Christ. If you can imagine the image of Krishna, who is traditionally depicted as a blue-skinned god, in this context, you had Christ who was slightly blue. He was sitting in the lotus position with his hands stretched, just like Krishna would be in Hindu scripture. And these people who attend the services, straight away, they're not asked to become Christians. They identify instead as what they call Christ Bhakt, which literally means Christ believers. So the priest would say to the congregation, and he did this in front of me, he said, if you believe in Christ in the same way that you believed in Shiva and Krishna and all the other Hindu gods, then you can be saved. So it's as if it's a very strategic kind of thin end of the wedge, where you get an entire community coming to a service before you ask them to formally sign up and become baptized and become Christian.
Yeah, but what about reaction from Hindu groups? They must not be very happy about that kind of perspective.
Absolutely. There's been a huge backlash. Now, in terms of India at the moment, the ruling party is the BJP, and many people have commented that the BJP is the most right-wing Hindu nationalist party that has ruled India for many generations. The parent organization of the BJP is called the RSS. And the RSS, in the past 2 years, have responded to these Christian conversions by organizing something called Ghar Vapsi. If you translate that literally, it means homecoming. And so what they're now doing is going into Dalit villages where people have become Christian and organizing these kind of Hindu theological programs where they say, this community needs to come home. You need to remember who you really are, and you are Hindu and you can't escape that. So you need to come back to Hinduism. Cool. Now, what this means in a really practical sense is there's a battle going on for souls. So in the same village, you'll have a Christian church that's set up that is saying to the Dalits, if you become Christian, you will escape the caste system and you will escape your oppression. And on the other side, you have this system of Ghar Vapsi, where you have Hindu priests saying, don't forget who you are, don't forget your heritage, and return to Hinduism.
Our friend Mobeen Azhar at the BBC, just back from India. Thank you very much. Good to speak with you again.
Thank you.